Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Will you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf. Real simple song, just say,
already getting better. It's already getting easier. Moving on your behalf.
Y'all sing, children.
It's already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on my behalf.
Everybody say, give him praise.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. Time of prayer. We're getting ready to pray and present our petition before the Lord. The word of God. Thanks unto me. Those of us who have made covenant with him by sacrifice. We are in a gathering time in the land where intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders are so important. We are really considered in this time those prayer warriors and intercessors are very pivotal in the earth land as key first responders. We're first responders because we're fighting and warring off demonic principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. So as our intercessors, our first responders for the kingdom of God in the earth realm, we're interceding to intercept on behalf of God's people. And so many of you right now, where there is a shaking going on, in the natural warfare going on in the spiritual realm, we're standing with you today and believing God that the Spirit of the Lord God will move on your behalf and in your behalf. Whatever you believe in the Lord for, you're asking God to do on your behalf. We will stand with you, whatever city you're in, town you're in, nation you're in. We will stand with you and believe God for you in this particular area. And as we stand with you and believe God for you, we're asking the Lord to move swiftly on the hand of the enemy and whatever demonic spirit that have been launched against the kingdom of God in your life, your family life, your ministry life, and the list goes on. We're standing for you. Our Wednesday noonday prayer over the last several years have been very integral to stand with many of the people and believing God that the Lord will intercept on their behalf. In a time like these, we need each other. And that's why the word of God said in Matthew 18:18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And then whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So we're binding and then we're loosing. Binding means locking, tying, and binding up the devil or the strong man. Loosing means a way of escape to loose you from the area that have you bound by the hand of the enemy. We're standing with you today, beloved, and we're believing God that he's going to move on your behalf. From whatever part of the United States, world, and country you are in, we're standing with you today. I believe that we have powerful intercessors and prayer warriors. And even though that you might not hear their voice, but you know that in the spirit realm, you feel that presence. We're standing with you today. Get ready. Set your heart in the flesh. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do, we're standing with you on today in the name of the Lord. God bless you today is my prayer.
Hallelujah, praise God. Coming to you out of Nehemiah in the contemporary version. Hallelujah, chapter 4. Then I looked things over and told the leaders, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of your enemy. The Lord is great and fearsome. So think of him and fight for your relatives and your children and your wives and homes. Our enemies found out what we knew about their plot against us, but God kept them from doing what they had planned. So we went back to work on the wall. Hallelujah. From then on, I let half of the young men work while the other half stood guard. They wore armor and had spears and shields as well as bows and arrows. The leaders helped the workers. Hallelujah. Who were rebuilding the wall. Everyone who hauled building materials kept one hand free to carry a weapon. Even the workers who were rebuilding the wall strapped on a sword. The worker who was to blow the signal trumpet stayed with me. I told the people and their officials and leaders, our work is so spread out that we are a long way from one another. If you hear the sound of the trumpet, come quickly and gather around me. Our God will help us fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're always there with us. You're always there. Glory be to God, keeping us and protecting us and allowing no weapon formed against us to prosper. And when the weapon hit home, glory be to God, you have a way, hallelujah. You have that way of escape, Father God. We have a spear in our hand, Father God, and our word in our mouth, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Today, hallelujah, we place upon ourselves the armor of light and of the Lord. Glory be to God. Today, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, truth to cover our loins. The breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and our chest cavity. Hallelujah. The gospel of peace to cover our feet. My God, thank you, Jesus. The shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover our bodies, the helmet of salvation to cover our head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness. Oh, yes, today, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we enforce God's original plan and purposes over and against all the plans and the purposes of Satan. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pull down all strongholds. We decree and declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that all divine perimeters and boundaries that's trying to hold us, Father God, is bound up, cast out, and the blood of Jesus prevails against it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come, hallelujah, in the volume of the book, your word. So, Father, as I blow the shofar, in the name of Jesus, Father God, cause homes, hallelujah, that are bound up to be loosened. Cause finances that are tied up to be freed. Cause sickness to be broken and healing to fall fresh upon each and every home, physically and mentally. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you that you stake your territory and you make your presence known. You put your foot on the head of the devil as you would have us to do, Father God. Hallelujah. For you, we are your official legislators and law enforcement agents. Glory be to God. We come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve, devil. In the name of Jesus. And no intrinsic, no extrinsic weapons, be it physical, social, psychological, spiritual, organizational, formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Joseph, send it.
Glory be to God, Father God. It's by you, hallelujah, Father God, that we want the truth, Father God. It's by you, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we run through truth and leap over walls today. You are our God, Father God. You gird us with the strength, hallelujah. You make our way perfect in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our way is made perfect. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you, hallelujah, have established for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, divine perimeters and borders, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have an advocate, and that name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, that you're fighting with those that fight with us. You're contending with those that fight with us, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you that we're taking hold of our shield and buckler in the name of Jesus, and we're standing on the word of God, that nothing can take us away what God has given us. Hallelujah. We dispossess all master spirits, Father God. We call on the angels of the Lord. Hallelujah. All the angels of the Lord that you have assigned to us in each and every household to stand on guard. We call on the angel of Michael. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our warring angel, to stand on guard. Hallelujah. To block every device that the enemy tries to bring against us and our households, our homes, our jobs. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, we decree and declare and forbid any opposing activities of Satan, Father God, and any of his personalities in the name of Jesus, any of his diabolical assignments in the name of Jesus concerning our life, our ministry, our family, that you called us to accomplish, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it is you who is blessed in the name of Jesus. It is you who is empowering us on the name of Jesus. It's not by our might nor by our power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We call on the Spirit of the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, your spirit lifts up a standard against him. And these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, for binding all the satanic harassments on today, Father God. We thank you for bringing a halt to all distractive and disturbing measures that the enemy tried to bring against us on today. We lift every false burden and remove feelings of heaviness on today, oppression, depression, Glory be to God. We cast them upon the Lord who sustains us. We shall not be moved. In Jesus' name, amen. I am released.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We bless you, Father. We give you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all the glory and the honor you deserve on today. And we just want to bless your holy name, Father God, for simply because of who you are, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for yet another day, Father God, that we've never seen before. Father God, glory, hallelujah, day full of new mercy and day full of grace and favor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the opportunity that this day has presented to us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that opportunity, Father God, to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and walk, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and run towards our destinies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, towards that purpose, that divine purpose that you have driven for our lives, Father God. So we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly on today, Father God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you just keeping us, Father God, in perfect peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in spite of all that's going on around the world today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we are yet here, Father God, in the land of the living. And, Father God, we just thank you, God, for each and every person on this line and the sound of my voice today. Father God, I thank you, God, that you are moving by your spirit, oh, God, in the situations that concern their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For, Father, you sit high and you look low and you know everything, Father God, and nothing gets past you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that you already worked it out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you have already worked it out and it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the blowing of the shofar on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for that sound of victory, Father God, that's piercing the atmosphere. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you just pouring back into Evangelist TZ, all that she poured out, Father God, for you strengthening her, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you taking her higher and bringing you in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you just covering her and covering her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for, hallelujah, our overseer, Dr. Lamont Matthews, on today, Father God, I give you praise and glory and honor for him. And I thank you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you just strengthening him, Father God, and pouring back into him all he poured out. Even over the weekend, Father God, at the West Love Conference, Father God, even on last night, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I just give you glory and honor, Father God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that you're filling them back up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I thank you, God, for you downloading, oh, God, new wisdom from on high. Oh, God, mysteries. You're unlocking mysteries and codes, Father God, unto him so that he can give them unto your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that you're showing them how to go in and about and around your people in new strategic ways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, that everywhere street tread is blessed. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that everything is hands. Touch is blessed, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that his food and his water is blessed, Father God. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the angelic host that you surround them with, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as we travel up and down the highways, Father God, even in the airways, Father God, I give you praise and give you glory and give you honor for your divine protection all around him and his family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we do pray for his parents, Father God, cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, saturate them in the blood, Father God, strengthen them, Father God, cover his children, Father God, saturate them in the blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for his grandchildren. Cover them and saturate them in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. His siblings, cover them, Father God. Saturate them in the blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. His nieces and nephews, Father God, uncles and aunties, Father God, each and every family member, cover and saturate them in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, for how you're using them for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you for the man of God, Father God, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for each and every leader connected to this line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every person on the leadership, we thank you for Elder Hunter, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and glory and honor for him, Father God. And we pray right now, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit in his life, Father God, and meeting every one of his needs, oh God, covering him and his children, his wife, Father God, his family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for Administrator Rita Bryan on today, Father God. We give you praise and glory and honor for her, oh God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're covering her right now, covering her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And each and every person connected, Mother Sydney, Father God, we thank you for her, Father God. Move by your spirit for her now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. For each and every kingdom leader, Father God, cover them and their families and their ministries, Father God, and meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We just want to bless you. Now, Father God, we pray right now, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that you will forgive us right now, Father God, for every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every action and deeds and even our thoughts, Father God, we ask that you would just cleanse us right now of all unrighteousness, Father God, soaking us, saturating us, and dipping us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, cleansing us with his sop on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and Father God, we just pray right now, oh God, that you have created in us the clean heart and the right spirit within, and you will let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, for Lord, you are our strength, and Lord, you are our redeemer. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, and we just want to bless you, and we just want to praise you, Father God, and now that we have sought you for forgiveness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you that you're now tossing our sins, oh, God, and our trespasses, Father God, glory, hallelujah, into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, we pray right now, Father God, that you would help us, Father God, to forgive others of their trespasses against us. Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know your word tells us if we don't forgive others, you will not forgive us of our sins, Father God. So we just want to praise you and we want to bless you, Father God. And we thank you, God, that, hallelujah, there's now a clear passageway between us and you, Father God. There's no boulders, no blockages, no stoppages, no hindrances. Oh, God, no walls up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in between us, Father God. And we are now in right standing with you, and we love you and we praise you. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, we just praying, oh, God, for the minds of your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that peace to the minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're canceling fear on today. We're canceling, oh, God, hallelujah, stress and worry, Father God, on today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're canceling depression and oppression on today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, God. And we just release your peace. We release hope, Father God. We release joy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. And, Father God, we're breaking off the heaviness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus and casting into the fiery sea, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for your love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah for you just shielding us with the protection and love on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Just shift right now the mindset, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let there be a divine mind transplant right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us take on that mindset of Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to walk upright before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to be in right standing and stay in right standing. Help us to obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you said in your word that obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God. And you said in your word that we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, just shift and turn circumstances today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let no one that came on this line go off the same way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I decree and declare, Father God, breakthroughs and breakouts, Father God. Victory for your people today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, touch those that are sick, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are going through in their body, Father God, we speak your divine healing over them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the healing balm of Gilead flow right now upon your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every ailment, Father God, every sickness, every disorder, every disease known to man, we renounce and denounce it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to the dry place, oh, God. And, Father God, we bind up that spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of infirmity, and we command it to go back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you for your word that says healing is the children's bread. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word that says by his stripes they were healed. Oh, God, so I call each and every person under the sound of my voice healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're touching right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're healing the heart. Those palpitations are being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That chest pain is being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those heart attacks are being canceled right now, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're getting even into the, oh, God, those heart valves, and you're opening up the heart valves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that congestive heart failure is being cast into the fiery sea right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're unclogging the arteries right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I thank you, God, that you're dealing with that stony heart right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're giving someone a heart of flesh right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, our heart, oh, God, after you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God, and we thank you, God, right now for you just touching right now the lungs, oh, God, in that respiratory area, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that that pneumonia is being cast into the fiery sea, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the fluid is being cast into the fiery sea, out of the lungs, Father God. You're getting into, oh, God, that breathing system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for easy breathing on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as you breathe your breath, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Upon, oh, God, hallelujah, your people, Father God. Because if you breathe on them, they shall breathe, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. And, Father God, touch the kidneys today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Allow them to function exactly how you designed them to function. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that even those on the list, the donor list waiting for a kidney, Father God, we thank you for the phone ringing. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that they shall get their new kidney. And even as it's place them inside of them, Father God, that it should function properly, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, for you are worthy. And, Father God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you touching that liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that that liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, is expelling the toxins properly, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're even healing it. Oh, God, repairing it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch that pancreas, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that that pancreas is functioning properly, that it's, oh, God, pumping its own insulin, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we binding up diabetes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We come on, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We command those blood sugars to come under the divine, oh, God, order of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that obedience of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command those A1C levels to stabilize right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, that diabetes is being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're even touching those with blood pressure issues, Father God. We command that blood pressure to stabilize right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that even that one that's been dealing with the high blood pressure, oh, God, and it seems like it won't go down, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, when they go back and check the numbers, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, that it shall be stabilized in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able to do it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we're just giving you praise and glory and honor, hallelujah, we're binding up those headaches, Father God, Glory, hallelujah, migraines, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up fevers, colds, and flus on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we drive that coronavirus back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your healing power flowing right now, Father God, even into the throat area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the scratchy, irritated throat, Father God, is being cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that those earaches, Father God, are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you're aligning the equilibrium today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That vertigo has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that, hallelujah, you're balancing these bodies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Anything in these bodies tonight, not like you, is being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for covering the roadways on today, Father God. We thank you for covering the airways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for covering pedestrians walking, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for covering the trains and, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the buses on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you for covering buildings and schools on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Establishments, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for your hand, oh, God, upon your people everywhere in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the witchcraft on today, Father God, that white magic and black magic, that hoodoo and voodoo, those hexes and vexes and taboos, Father God, hocus pocus, Father God, Santeria, Father God, voodoo and hoodoo, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the whispers on today, Father God, the chanting spirits, Father God, demonic surveillance, oh, God. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the chanters on today, Father God. We bind them up right now, Father God, the soothsayer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up every work of the wizards, the witch and the warlock on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thanking you for your word that says no weapon from the kids shall prosper. And every tone that rises up a judgment against us shall be condemned. And we know that it is condemned, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for your word that says suffer not the witch to live, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that every curse and every spell is being broken right now and destroyed, Father God, with the breaker's anointing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the scales falling off the eyes of your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're bringing them out of the haze and the fog, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're giving them an awareness of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able. And, Father God, hallelujah, we just thank you that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. And you heard and you answered, Father God, even the thoughts that formulated in our mind. You heard it before we even uttered it, Father God. And you've already answered it because you had to answer before the foundation of the world began, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we give you glory and we give you honor. And we bind up every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, Father God. And we send it back to the dry place. And we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, God, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. Sometime we got to take time and just say.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. We honor you, we glorify, we magnify your name. Father, we adore you. And we come in before you, lifting up the intercessors and the prayer warriors and the ministry gifts, Father. We thank you right now for the power of intercession, Lord. You said in your word that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And Father, we thank you right now for this day that you have mandated in our spirit, mind, soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we're lifting up each and every state that's represented on this conference line and those that are listening in around the world. God, we ask that you will navigate them, you will cover them, you will restore, you will refresh them even now in Jesus' name. Lord, cover the mind of your people, God. You said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. God, cover our mind even now in the name of Jesus. Bring our mind under subjection to the will and the word of God, because your word said in the book of Romans 12:1, by way of Paul, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, God. Renew the mind today, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every stronghold that comes against the mind, God. We cast the devil out of the mind, God, and we rebuke every conflict that will try to enter into the cerebellum and the cerebrum of the mind, God. God, we thank you right now for renewing and refreshing on this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up those families around the world. David said in Psalm 37:25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. God, we're lifting up our seed today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up the little children, God. We're lifting up the suckling, God. We're lifting up those little children that are on birthing ward units, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up the adolescents, God, and we're lifting up the young children. We're lifting up the teenagers, God, in the name of Jesus, and young adults, God, in every school system around the United States and the world, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and daycare facilities, God. Father, we thank you right now for touching each and every one of those children and their parents, God, as they go to different job chores and responsibility, God, putting their hands in the hands of people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you protect them right now. We bind up every devious account, God. We come against every perverted spirit, God. We come against demonic trafficking spirits in the name of Jesus. God, we come against demonic spirits of pornography, God. We come against the strong man even now. Father, we thank you right now. We lifted up those families, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your strength be upon them. Let your Holy Spirit guide them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you're worthy of the praise, glory, and honor today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory and your power fill the place, location, fill the building, fill them in those cars, fill them on their job, God. Renew and refresh them, God. These are a time of refreshing even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're lifting up those in different colleges and universities, God, those that are on social media, God, those that are dealing with school via Zoom, God, internet, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the different platforms that you're teaching our children in the educational system, God. Continue to cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done, God. We're thanking you right now for your glory and your honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We magnify your name. We thank you for protecting them, God, from the seen and unseen danger, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus. And now, God, we're lifting up the family, God, the family unit. The family unit, God, the structure of the family unit of one man and one woman, God, and a husband and a wife, God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every other demonic activity and laws and rules and regulations that were trying to break down the structure of the family union of one man and one woman, God, and trying to break down the moral climate of the principle of the family structure, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up those who are compromising their word and compromising their spirit and compromising for money, compromising for audience and compromising for membership. God, that we stand on the word of God and the power of your word and the power of the breakthrough of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for your mighty hand being on these families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We lifted up leaders, God. We lifted up those in the fivefold ministry gift, Lord. You cover those men and women of God that operate in those fivefold ministry gift, God. In ministry, God, you strengthen them, God, in the time of battle fatigue, in the time of stress and weariness, God. in a time of attack on their own family, their own marriage, their own life, God. I bind up the assassination of the hand of the enemy that will try to come in and assassinate their ministry, the work that you're doing in them and through them. And, Father, we thank you right now for the breakthrough and breaker's anointing. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for the mighty thing that you're doing. Many things that you're doing right now for your people. But thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our first responders, those that are in the educational systems around the world. Help them even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you today for your mighty hand that's on the saints of God and on their lives today. Father, continue to use them for your glory. All of the things that are going on around the world, strengthening ministry gifts to these great leaders here, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your strength be upon them. Let your Holy Spirit guide them and keep them, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing on this day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of death, God, the death demon in the land that's trying to take out the people of God with fear, with sickness and infirmity that are trying to attack their body. In the mighty name of Jesus, you restore, God. You heal. You set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you here right now for it. We're praising you today for what you're doing in this season of the life of ministry. Cover our worship leaders, God. Some of those that operate in the music ministries. Strengthen them, cover their minds. We know that they're under many attacks because of that perverted spirit. God, we overrule it and take authority right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you do for them. And you're making a way out of no way for them. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we're lifting up the widow and the widower. In the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord, in their time of grief, in a time of sorrow. Lord, that many have lost husbands and wives years back, and they still suffering from the pain and the silent grief. Lord, you heal them, you strengthen them, and you make a way for them. And Father, we thank you for it in the name. We give you praise, glory, and honor for your mighty hand being upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Now, by the power of God, by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is so. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We bless the Lord today. For all that the Lord is doing, we praise his holy name. We praise the name of the Lord on today. We thank God for each and every one of you all. And he's on the word of God right now. In this time where in the spirit realm, the enemy is creating oppression and death. On your life, we're thanking God for that. God. All right. Any of the intercessors or the prayer warriors that prayed today have something that the Lord put in your spirit, released to us on this day. The Lord gave you something to release to us We want to give you an opportunity to do that. Hit star 6 on your line. Be on the blog side, hit 1 on your line. The Lord gave any of the intercessory prayer warriors being a release to it, whether interpretation of tongues or word of knowledge or religion. If that's you on today, we want to give you an opportunity before we open up the prayer line to anybody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just excited about the Lord. My God.
Amen.
All right, you, man. God bless
you, woman of God. Hallelujah. One of your intercessors here, Evangelist Teasley. Antonio. And
yes, go ahead, woman of God.
Amen. On this morning I received Nehemiah, which is where I prayed from. Nehemiah 4:15, if I may just read the scripture and follow it with the short word. Now, when our enemies heard that we knew about their plot against us, hallelujah, and that God had frustrated their plan, we all returned to the wall, each one to his work. Because I am encouraged, everyone, that God is frustrating the plans of our enemies. Amen. He's seen it. He know it. He's letting you know it. He's letting you see it and pray against it. But he is frustrating the plans of our enemies, and we do have an advocate. It's our Father, Jesus Christ. So be encouraged today that you can speak out into the atmosphere. You can denounce every time a bullet comes, every time he try to do something, you can speak a word and stop him right where he's at, because God's going to let you see it now. So that you have that
yes.
word, in your, you have that sword in your hand, and you have his word, and you can stop the plans of the enemy because he's showing you who he is now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. That's what he gave me this
amen.
Morning.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that word from the logo and releasing that. And today, Magdalene Stevens, thank God for you on today's plan.
Thank God for you, Prophet.
Anyone else? All right.
Glory to God. How you doing, Prophet? Just a minute.
Yeah.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
We're doing good, woman. Hold on just a quick second. Hold on. We're going to give the people in the audience a quick chance. I'm going to make sure all of the other prayer warriors have a chance. Anyone else? Okay, now we're going to, if anyone that's listening in today, the Lord gave you a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement for us on today. We're going to give you an opportunity to release the word that the Lord gave you. Now, we're not doing opinions, and we want to hear what the Lord is saying. The Lord gave you something for his people to bless us on today, a word of knowledge or interpretation of it. That was spoken today. Amen. All right, anyone? Amen. If the Lord gave you something, woman of God, you can come in now.
Okay, yes, sir. This morning when I was praying, I was praying one way, and then felt the Holy Spirit directing me another way into praying for mostly what we would call the single women. The single man, and God starts having me pray in the area of about kingdom marriages. It was a whole lot that he was giving me on that area. And I was like, okay, God. And it just kept growing in my spirit to pray that, and hopefully that God is going to release a lot of kingdom marriages this year is what I was getting. And I just wanted to share that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, and God, for releasing that. I think that's in 2021 now, which will be a powerful ceremony a year for a lot of people. That confirms the word of the Lord. If the Lord put that in your spirit, because we pray for those godly relationship, godly marriage, godly men and women. That was really the relationship, you know, the divine connection that God has. That person is in your life, you and them. Anyone else today? Bless you, God. All right. Well, we always wanted to be open to hear what God is saying through his divine connection and through his vessels that he will use in the kingdom of God for the lives of the people of God. Because expectation is always a breeding ground for a miracle. And I'm telling you, the Lord is doing far above. God is doing so many things for those who really trust him and lean on him and know that he is God in their life. And I tell you, I just bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing for us and believing and revealing himself to us in such a powerful way. I just thank God for that. Thank God for what was shared. Because it's good when you have the fivefold ministry in motion. It shows the will of God with his people, not just through one person, but as mouthpiece for the kingdom of God, and lives are being changed through the word of God. I just thank God for that. Hallelujah. What he is doing for his people. Amen. My God. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. For those who are listening, if you want to copy up today's prayer in its entirety, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/prophet Orion. blogtalkradio.com/prophet Orion Matthew. You can go over to Blog Talk Radio and go into the archive and listen to today's prayer. Now, we got the prayers every Wednesday noonday. We have the prayers and the word of God that was shared first and third Friday, first and third Saturday, and every Thursday morning and first and third Monday night. You can go into the archive. Now, if you go any 3 or 4 years down the road, because there's a lot of them there, you'll be able to receive those prayers, teaching, and word of God that we ministered on the Monday night. So all of those teaching and the word of God that was released are on the archive. They're available to you. Just go to the Blog Talk Radio, and they're available for you to go there, and they're available for you to receive them and to be able to listen to them. You can download them yourself personally and have them. We want God's people to receive what God gave them through the prophetic word or through word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or even through some of the teaching of the word of God. We don't want God's people to miss anything that the Lord has given his prophetic people to release to the lives and the destiny of the people he's got on today. Blessing the Lord for you all today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. Don't forget to follow us throughout the week. We'll drive by with the prophet. We appreciate you all that have been following us. Last night we did have our service. It was a powerful service. We didn't do it live due to the scheduling, but certainly this week you will be able to hear from us our covenant partners, virtual members, partners to the ministry. We will be coming back and sharing the word of God, that you will be able to be blessed and receive the word of God. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Evangelist Thelma Sidney and yours truly will be sharing the relationship topics. We had a powerful time on last week of sharing and receiving what the Lord has given us for the sanctifying of his people. Amen. All right. Administrator Bryant, any announcement there? Administrator Rita Bryant. All right. But many of you know, our eighth year celebration is right around the corner. That's March 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord with the great kingdom leaders. We have the information, hotel information, as well as the services. We will be having a workshop that Saturday, the 26th at 10 a.m. to 12, doing many things to bless our leaders, bless leaders, and those that are up-and-coming leaders as well. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord and the Word of God. I'm excited about our speakers that will be ministering on Friday night. My dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews of the Way of Life Holiness Church in Joliet, Illinois, he will be coming and ministering a word from the Lord for us that Friday night. He will be ministering the word for a great teacher of the Bible and the Word of God will be coming to start us off with a powerful word from the Lord. Many of you heard him teach numerous times on our conference line, and bless the people of God. Then Saturday morning, 10 a.m., we're going to be having a powerful workshop on leadership and protocol, effective leadership and protocol. And then we'll be coming back to that night at 7 o'clock p.m. with Dr. Linda Sherrill. Great, powerful woman of God that will be ministering a word from the Lord for his people. Telling them this will be one of those awesome conferences. 8 years and the countdown is on. Special guests, we'll be having quite a few special guests coming. Sunday morning, I'm looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. Yours truly will be sharing with the audience and receiving and listening and hearing what the Lord is saying on Sunday morning. So, saints of God, prepare yourself for our church 8 year celebration. We're moving up. We're moving quickly in this year. Many things are happening. And looking forward to seeing many of you there for our looking forward to seeing many of you all there in the building, in the place. Now, we just instituted 12 every Wednesday from noon 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're opening up the church for people to come in to just pray, to meditate, to get before the Lord, and then our noonday will be live through our monitors. But if you want to come in and just pray and sit, go downstairs and sit at the table and just study the Word of God, we are opening it up to the people of God so they can just come in and get in the presence of the Lord. I believe it's time that we're taking the kingdom of God to a whole nother level, and there are people who are sitting at home. They wanna be in an atmosphere where you can just meditate, an atmosphere where you can pray, an atmosphere where you can just get into the presence of the Lord God. If you wanna lay on the altar, have the heat on in the building, saints can just come by, drive by at that time between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and just come into the presence of the Lord and just let God will be done in your life. Just get in the presence. You know, this is a time where so many people need a place where they can just go and get in the midst of what God is doing. So every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can stay all the way till 2 p.m. and just get in that place of God and let his will be done. Amen. Nobody will bother you. Get you a little corner. Just lay out before the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for our powerful administrative team, our hospitality, because we get the church cleaned up and get it ready. And you can just come into that atmosphere and just relax yourself in the Lord and just pray. Pray in the Lord and just get before the Lord and let it will be done. I'll be in there some of those times just in the atmosphere myself. So that's every Wednesday from 10 a.m. Central time to 2 p.m. Central time. That's the time of prayer. Meditation at noon, the mics will be on, and you'll hear through the speaker the noonday prayer time. I'm excited about what God is doing in a time where so much is going on in the land. We need to be in a place of prayer. We need to be in a place where the Spirit is dwelling and the people of God are able to come and just get in the presence of God Wednesday. So every Wednesday, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana, join our prayer, time of prayer, 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the time of prayer. Amen. And meditation. Prayer and meditation. Lay on the altar, talk to the Lord. When you come in, when you come in that atmosphere, you don't need a phone. I mean, you need a phone, you need to stay home. Turn your phones off. It's a quiet time for the saints of God. So you don't need no phone ringing off while somebody's meditating in the corner, praying or laying down, or your phone is ringing out and you jumping up, taking off, running. That time is strictly for the prayer, that time is strictly for the saints of God. It's that quiet meditation time, laying on the altar, just getting in the presence of the Lord God. Now, if you have to go downstairs, you can do that downstairs, but not in the sanctuary. Not in that sanctuary there. So please don't get selective amnesia and run in there with the phone going on off while other saints are in the sanctuary praying and meditating. And can't hold it. Let me get over. How you doing? I'm in a prayer. No, don't do that. That's not what the sanctuary is for. That's not what this Wednesday is for. It's for your time with you and God, a time for you in the Spirit of the Lord God, a time for you in meditation, a time for you to embellish the things of the Lord God and get in the prayer atmosphere with the Lord. Amen. And I want the saints to just let me lay out on this altar. Amen. You do that. I want to sit in my seat. You can do that. We want that time when people walk in the place, walk in the building, they know they're in a prayer presence. They know they were the Spirit of the Lord God. They know that they've been touched. They know they've been healed. They know that there's a move of God being released. Amen. And a prophetess, Tracy Pollard, will hit it up. She'll be there. Amen. And if you're in the outside, she's a woman of God. She'll take your prayer request and believe God with you and for you. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. We're excited about the divine connection of the new thing God is doing in us. Because there's nothing new he's doing under the sun, but he's using us to do a new thing in. So we thanking God for those vessels that will join, that will come and get in the presence of the Lord God just to pray and meditate in your quiet time. Table be set up downstairs if you want to sit at that table and study the word of God, you know, study the word of God at that time too. You can do that as well. Yeah. I'm blessing the Lord for dedicated people of God, dedicated men and women of God. We appreciate each and every one of you all. I'm around the world that are connecting with us. Amen. It's such a blessing and a great time in the Lord. All right. I thank God for what the Lord is doing. We will have more information coming for our leadership retreat. We're preparing for a leadership retreat. The leaders will be able to come and get ministered to. Leaders and train and share a leadership retreat. I'm excited about what God is doing. So many of us need leadership etiquette and new names, the word of God, where it's going to bless your heart and bless your spirit. So many things that we've learned from traditional ways, and we learned from where your particular background or genealogy speaks of. We want to do it proper in the things of the Lord God. Amen. So we're taking God for you and you on today. Thank God. All right, we're still continuously traveling, and we thank God for our this past weekend, our Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, 10 years, What's Love Empowerment Conference 2022. Wow, what a powerful time we had. In our private session on Saturday, and the word that came back came forth on Sunday, I really moved and really gave some answers. Many questions and concerns of the body and the people of God. Thank you, God, for that. Excited about what the Lord is doing. Yes, we're in the final stages of our book, Love, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. Thank you, God, for that. Now that the Lord is doing in that area and for those who will be purchasing the book. Encounter with Wisdom, the Secret of Her. Blessing the Lord for that book that will be coming out soon. Very soon. Very soon. All right. People of God, those of you who've been a blessing, continue to be a blessing. Continue to sow into the kingdom of God. We thank you for your seed that was sown into the word of the gospel. We don't take it lightly. You're sown into into the ministry of what we're doing. Amen. You can do that if you have not had the opportunity. You want to be a blessing. Go to Cash App, $ Restoration, R-F-E-I-M. R-F-E-I-M, and be a blessing. You can do it via Zelle, and we restore you. That's the letter U. At yahoo.zelle, and we restore you, letter U, at yahoo.com. If you want to do it via our website, we restore you, the letter U, .org. Click on down the button, go up to the right corner, and be a blessing. As I shared with the people on Monday night, God has blessed us to be a blessing to so many ministries and so many people and so many lives. So we thank God for the saints of God and many of you as well for your prayers and your support. We appreciate you all in advance for what you have been doing and what you have been sowing into the ministry. Greatly appreciate it and your giving. And partners and those who sold, thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you so much for all that the Lord has given you. All right, hallelujah. I'm excited about many things that the Lord is doing. Man, God is just sometimes I'm just overwhelmed. The last 3 years, especially 2018, 2019, 2020, 21, and coming into 2022, how God has kept us in spite of all that is going on in the land, men and women of God. God has preserved us, and the Lord has kept us, and he has been a guiding light for us. And I'm telling you, I thank God to be here to share the word of God, to connect with so many saints, and to watch his mighty hand on our lives, and to see the many things he's doing for us, and the impact that we are making on the lives of God's people, with the love of God, the strength of God, the purpose of God, and the mandate of God, and so many of you all as well, too. We greatly appreciate you all so much for all that you're doing and all that you're part of. Amen. All right. Any final words from anybody today? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the saints of God on this day. Amen. And those that are travel with us, we bless the Lord for you. Those who are traveling from different states, we bless the Lord for you as well, too. Because I tell you, with all that is going on in the land and all these new variants that are happening and the people, man, I just thank God for what the Lord has done and he's doing for those. But you're still here in the midst of the fierce warfare and the attacks in the land. We all are still here with our strength, mind, soul, and spirit, and alive and doing God's will. And those who the viruses and things that happen, we bless the Lord for you all as well. And thanking God for you and you all today. And I'm telling you, I thank the God, the Lord has been gracious to us all. And so many of us, we still here by the divine will of God and the purpose of the Lord God for our lives. And I bless the Lord for what he's doing. And I bless the Lord for the connection that he's making with many of us and many of the saints of God. So thanking God for you on today and honoring the Lord for the saints of God in this season and this hour. Ministry. Try to connect with some of these our partners and covenant partners and leaders of the ministry. Connect with them. How they're doing many things through their ministries around the United States. The Lord is using them to impact the world and impact the nation. So these are powerful men and women of God that are on their assignment and following the mandate of God for their lives and lives are being touched through it. We're thanking God for you all as well, too. people of God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, my God. And I speak strength over you, the power of God over you. We were flying in yesterday home, and on our way in, our first stop, man, I tell you, they said they couldn't even open the door. They couldn't even get the bridge that leads to the plane. Man, they were having all kinds of technical problems with that. And we couldn't even exit the plane. And then they called for maintenance. Couldn't do anything. So they had to move us. They took us and backed us out in one of those vehicles. And they moved us to another location. So we were put into another location there. And we were moved to another location. And they moved us to location A-12. I went over there and dropped us off at A-12. And we had to wait for them to open up the gate from there. So God has been good to us. The Lord has been gracious to us. The Lord has blessed us and kept us and preserved us. So we're thanking God for what the Lord is doing and keeping us. Amen. Come on in, woman of God, and release the word that the Lord gave you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I want to read first 1 Corinthians 15:58 because that's where it's coming from. And it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So God is saying to us to stand and be steadfast in this hour. And he said, don't move from your position in him. Just stand and be steadfast no matter what come, because he knows, he sees, he's sitting high, he's looking low, and he's moving on the things that concern his people. And he says, in due time, if you will reap if you faint not. And he said, in not too many days henceforth, he shall meet all the needs of his people. He said, if you faint or you throw in the towel, you will miss your blessing. Amen. I just needed to release that. Amen. God bless you. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that and releasing that. Hallelujah. Well, it's been one of those beautiful days again. The Lord has moved and the Lord has released to us and for us on today. I just thank God for all that he's doing. And you guys will be in our commercial for our conferences and upcoming events. And we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord, that the Lord has gave for us. And I'm looking forward to seeing many of you, for our church celebration. Thank God for today and the saints of God that have been following us throughout the months, weeks, and years. May the Lord bless you and God keep you. It's my continued prayer for you. I'll probably be jumping on Facebook a little later today. We've been on a tremendous assignment on today. This is a month and year that I've said we're going to be doing many things with our leaders and training them, preparing them, getting them ready for what's to come in the land. We have to have leaders. There's a lack of leaders. Leaders are becoming an endangered species. So God needs leaders to be in position, trained and ready for what God is doing. And we're going to be attaching some of our work and some of our mandates with the men and women of God and what we're going to be doing to and for leadership. And there are many of you who say, well, I'm not a leader. Well, you need to learn how to be a leader. Be a leader to be trained to understand what a leader goes through. Protocol is required not by leaders, by people who want to understand order and how to be in order. and leadership duties and responsibilities. And we'll be attaching some of those things to Evangelical Christian College and Seminary, Montgomery, Alabama, post-secondary college and university. And we're looking forward to the great things the Lord is doing, people of God. And we know you're part of it. We love you all and appreciate you on today. Thanks to God. All right. Bless you on today. Continue to have walk in that presence of God and stay in that place of the Lord God. And follow the Lord God and follow the Lord God in everything you do. Stay in that place of God. Submit yourself unto the hand of God and stay in that place of God. Stay in that place of God. As I shared with the people last night, destiny has to be in your press. Can't be shaken by what's going on. You can't be shaken by all of the exciting things. But stay in that place of God and watch his powerful move of God for your life. All right. We love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you all today. God bless you all.